This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tech Talk is underway on a Saturday. Doug Swinhardt is in studio. You know the deal. If you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program. Our number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. We always get a ton of calls on the program, so we invite you to call or text early to make sure we get to your question or comment on the program today. We were off a week ago for Twins Fest over at Target Field, but Doug is back today. How you been?
Absolutely wonderful. Stevie, we have had over a 60-degree change in weather in 3 days.
Oh, I think it's more than that.
I'm mind-boggled.
Yeah. Yeah, actual air temp, you're right. But, you know, as far as what it feels like right now with 37 variable winds at 6 miles an hour and those wind chills well below 50 below zero. Yeah, it is an extraordinary warm-up, so we're feeling pretty good. I noticed, once again, our old friend Static Electricity has made an appearance in town.
Huge. When we get these huge swings in weather, this seems to be a tremendous issue. I don't know enough about this to say that it's barometric pressure or it's humidity or a combination, but what I do know is I have had an enormous amount of calls this last several days. This doesn't work. That doesn't work. I tell them, shut your computer down, unplug it from the wall. If it's a desktop, push your power button in for about 10 seconds. Make sure everything is drained. Plug it back in, fire it up, and away you go. And I've gotten literally no callbacks after that. But Static Electricity is an enormous, I can't say it enough, it's just an extreme issue when we have this type of weather going on.
Yeah, so it is one of those things, folks, when it is really cold and the house is really dry, because let's face the facts, when it's as cold as it was this week, it looks like we're going to get more cold weather in at the end of the week. You can't keep the humidity too high in your house, or you're going to cause other moisture problems between the cold outside and the warmth and the humidity inside. So you got to really be careful about that. But Static Guard is one of those products. Dryer sheets work really well indeed.
Oh, I love them. You rub that a little bit on your forearms, rub your keyboards, just a smidge. You never get too much. You don't have to worry about getting something with fluid on it. Yeah, makes a tremendous difference. If you're big in wool sweaters, you might want to spray some Static Guard on the wool. Women in offices with wool skirts used to be a huge issue. Of course, now they're in dress slacks, so that helps. But yeah, it's like I say, I don't know if it all has to do with humidity. I think there's more to it than that. Some guys are now speculating that it even has an effect on ions. And now I am absolutely above my pay grade. So yeah, this whatever it is dangerously close to being a pollution.
Yeah, so be aware. Try and ground yourself before you touch your computer equipment, because it still is a factor. Another one I wanted to get to before we go to the calls. By the way, the phone number is 651-989-9226, or you can text 81807. That is 81807. Is scam calls. I get the sense they're on the increase right now.
Well, you know, here's what I find that is just truly troubling. People are actually calling Microsoft support numbers, and Microsoft now is handing out numbers. And I don't know if they're numbers that are hacked, or if they're actually indicating that these people, that Microsoft is directing these people to actual scammers. I find really disturbing. If somebody calls you out of the blue, you can almost be guaranteed that this is a no, no, no. If you're in a web browser, Internet Explorer, Microsoft Edge, Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox, and inside the browser, all of a sudden you get a big screen that starts screaming gloom and doom and gloom and doom. That software is not running on your computer. That's coming from a website or a web page or some type of interjection into a router. It's not real. Shut down your computer, even if you have to power it down cold just by pushing in the power button and holding it in. Fire it back up. Open up another browser to make sure you're okay. If you have any kind of remnants left on your computer, download ADW Cleaner and run it. And just go to ADW Cleaner space Major Geeks in a Google search box. Take you right to the download link.
Very good. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. Here's the number, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. We've got some flowing in there already at 81807. Let's start with Sue in River Falls. Sue, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi. Say, I have an email from Google that says Google is going away. Is that the same as Google Drive?
All right, we're having a little trouble with your phone. Could you repeat that?
I think I got it, Stevie.
Oh, okay, very good.
If you have Google Apps, the original Google Apps for free, there's many changes happening in the Google Apps and the Google Plus. And this is a profile setting that's changing. So you're going to want to pay attention to that email. I'm not exactly certain what they're indicating to you, but I think it's a domain name that is tied to Google Apps. And I've jumped through some hoops on that with my domain names, because I've got all my emails set up through Gmail. So, yeah, just follow the email as closely as possible and just do what they want you to do. The big thing with this Google App change, if your users are set up to be beta testers, you're going to want to shut that off in your apps. And then that will stop the conflict between Google Plus and the profiling that's going on between the apps. And I hope that helps. Thank you for the call.
Good. We'll go to the phone lines in a moment, or back to the phone lines. Rick and Jerry are waiting. But from the text line, can extreme temps alter internet speed? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, you know, they really can. I'm not exactly certain why this is. I don't think it's actually equipment freezing up. I think it has more to do with more people on the internet checking weather, making phone calls, texting to make sure that their families are safe.
Working from home,
you
potentially.
Bet. Yeah. You bet. And you know, the kids are off school for 2 days. I will guarantee you the internet increased by at least 25-30%. So I don't think it has anything to do so much with the temperatures affecting equipment. It's more the temperatures affecting our usage.
Yeah. And many schools were off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. My wife works in the Anoka Hennepin schools, and they had a 4-day vacation. I said to her, if you would have known this in advance, you could have got out of town for 4 or 5 days. Yeah, get away from it all. So there you go. Here's another one from our text line. This comes up a fair amount. Someone's in the market for a new laptop for personal use. What would you recommend? There's a lot of great equipment out there.
There really is. I have to tell you, though, Steve, I am extremely biased to the HP convertibles. Micro Center has these babies for $500. When you close them, they are about the same thickness as a AAA battery.
Wow.
They weigh a little less than 2 pounds, Windows 10, 8 gigs of RAM, 256 gig solid state drive, wonderful machines for $500.
Woo!
You can fold it over and turn it into a tablet. It's a convertible. It's a 2-in-1. I love these computers. I just can't say enough good things about them. But your choices today are absolutely endless. This just happens to be my favorite.
That is a good one. If you want to dig in and find out more about a Chromebook, I've had really good luck.
Oh.
And you can get into one of those for a couple $100, a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And ASUS makes Chromebooks. HP makes Chromebooks.
Samsung.
Yeah, name brand. There are a lot of options, $500 and below.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the thing with a Chromebook is, well, people say, I got to be connected to the internet. And then I look at them, I say, well, how often have you been on your computer and not been on the internet in the last 2 years?
Good point.
Oh, yeah. So that, you know, let's not get too screwed up about I must be on the internet to run a Chromebook, because I can't remember the last time I was on a computer when it wasn't connected unless I was setting it up from the ground up. So, yeah, I don't think that even should be a consideration anymore.
Quick break. We'll come back. Rick in Eden Prairie, Jerry in St. Paul, plus the text line. Here are those phone numbers again, 651-989-9226. Or you can text. Great way to go for all our programs here on CCO, 81807. That is 81807. Tech Talk continues in a moment. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. Steve Thompson, producer Shaletta Brundage today. And a lovely day it is, 37 degrees. We'll take it for February 2nd, that is for sure. Here are the numbers, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Let's go to Rick in Eden Prairie. Rick, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, hi, Steve and Doug. Really enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Just have a question. I have a desktop computer, and it's running Windows 7 Professional.
Okay.
And I've heard you guys talk that Windows won't be supporting that eventually. So I'm wondering, would you keep this machine, or would you, what type of desktop would you go to?
Well, you know, this is really interesting. When Microsoft starts, I think with their little fear tactics, we're no longer going to support it. What they're talking about is when you call in for support. I would rather have a Windows 7 Professional machine, even if I had to install Windows 7 Professional from the ground up and shut off all the updates from day one. If you have adequate antivirus and malware protection, an outside commercial package, Malware Bytes, Bitdefender, McAfee, something outside, and just cut the umbilical cord from Microsoft completely, you could have a computer that will run and run and run. So I think that Windows 7 is a more stable operating system. But again, I must say, this is my personal opinion, and you will find thousands of administrators that would argue with me over this, but that's my opinion. I don't think we need all these updates. I think that a lot of them are cluttering up our computers and doing more damage than good. And thank you for the call. I hope that helps.
Yeah, and it goes back to XP, and you shouldn't be using XP online. But there are still a lot of computer systems that operate offline running XP. This was a mature operating system that people loved.
Oh, absolutely.
And they kind of kicked that to the curb and moved in another direction. And now, you know, we have Windows 10, et cetera. But some of these mature operating systems, pretty solid and still work pretty well and, you know, offline.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and in the UK, they still have XP machines that are on the internet, and they're actually paying Microsoft for whatever security updates only are needed. But that's a special, special instance. Here in North America, I would not recommend putting any XP machine online. It's just not safe. unless you've got some kind of a firewall that's protecting that before it even gets to the computer. And that gets pretty sophisticated.
Let's go to the phones again. Jerry in St. Paul. Jerry, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, gentlemen. Doug, I'm shopping for a monitor for my desktop computer. I'm at Micro Center's website right now, and I'm looking for a 1920 by 1080 monitor, and I've got a HP in front of me for $100. There's a Dell for $180, and they're virtually the same when you go down and look at everything. There's some minor differences, but am I going to be getting that much more for $180 versus $100?
Probably not. If you're looking at refresh rates and you're looking at resolutions, I doubt it. It's a horse apiece. I would also encourage you to go up to the Micro Center's search box and type in monitors. And then over on the left, you should be able to select refurbs. And then just go down and you can actually check the size and or the price that you're looking for. They've got some tremendous bargains. Monitors today are really at an all-time low. You're going to do well with, for $80, I'd go with the cheaper one. But I'm kind of frugal. And thank you for the call. I hope that helps.
Or get two of the HPs, then you have that two monitor set up.
Absolutely.
Or
a 28-inch?
Yeah. Not that long ago, I went to two monitors at work. They put us all on laptops, and then I had my monitor. And I don't know how I got by with one monitor before in a work environment. Now at home, if I'm checking email, I don't need two monitors. But in a work environment,
yeah.
I mean, I'm starting to make the case where if I had three monitors, then I could stream golf coverage on one.
Well, there you go.
Or the ball game, and then have work on the other two.
Oh, absolutely.
It isn't going over very well. But
yeah,
that's my idea.
The thing is this is like options on a car. Well, I don't need those power seats. I certainly don't need heated seats. And I don't need that mirror that adjusts by itself. But once you've had them.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Like, I will never do without that again.
Now, how easy is that two monitor setup? If someone has one in there, they've seen it. Pretty much plug and play, isn't it?
It's pretty rare that you're not going to find a computer today that isn't already capable hardware-wise. And Windows and Linux and all the OSs make it a snap to determine whether you want separate displays, so you actually have a menu bar on the bottom of both, or if you want an extended display, so you can move your mouse from one to the other like it's one big monitor. And you can set it up either way in Windows virtually in minutes. This part of plug and play really works well in Windows and Linux and Mac and all OSs. People, they're prepared for this. This is not new technology anymore.
Yeah, it is good stuff. So this guy out there, get two HPs for the price of one Dell monitor.
Oh, rock and roll. Spend another $20 and have two.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. I like spending other people's money,
Me
too.
Me too.
Quick break. Here are the phone numbers. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. We have lines open right now, so it's a great time to call as we head for the weather break. And then our text line, always good, 81807, 81807. We have a ton of those, including a Windows 7 computer and a Windows 10 computer. And what do I do with my photos? We'll get into that during the break here on the CCO. 1:34 here at CCO. It's Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. If you have a question about your computer, hardware, or software, whatever, feel free to call the program. The number, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. Doug, we have a quickie here. You brought up that laptop when someone said, hey, I'm in the market for a laptop. Which was the one you liked? Someone was looking on the text line.
Yeah, this one was it's an HP X360 convertible. And you can go to Micro Center and just pop
in. So laptop or tablet, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they come in a 15-inch, 14-inch, and a 13-inch. The one I just got set up with was a 15-inch, but it's so small and nice and full keyboard, and I love that computer. Just absolutely wonderful machines. And that was a refurbished computer, so it comes with like a 90-day warranty instead of a year. But if a computer lasts a month and you take care of it, it's probably going to last you a good long time.
If it runs, it runs.
Absolutely. The nice thing about solid-state circuitry is we normally know right out of the chute if we got a good one or a bad one. And most of them today, they're good. They've been really good.
Yeah, and over the years, we have bought the factory refurbs, and if you go online, whether you're looking for a Mac or another piece of equipment like an HP, if it is a factory refurb, I wouldn't be afraid of that, and you can save yourself a ton of money.
I have had tremendous luck with refurbs. I almost feel like when these guys get them back in the factory in the first month or 6 weeks or whenever they got them back, and they go through them, it's almost like they take this stance, we never want to see this computer again. Yeah, I have had tremendously good luck with refurbs. Can't recommend them enough.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in David. David, you're on the air. Hello.
Well, hello. I enjoy the program very much.
So. Thanks, good. Dave. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got an older Dell laptop, CP, and it starts Windows. Reversed and goes through the Dell screen, and there's a bar on the bottom that it fills up. Then it goes to start Windows, and it does the same thing. It fills up the bar. And then it goes to Windows 2000, and it fills up the screen fills up the bar. And then after about several seconds or so, it flashes some white text on the screen. I can't see what it says. I've tried to push some buttons to try and get it to hold it, but it just doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, this computer I'd have to do hardware diagnostics, and it sounds to me like you almost cross-linked operating systems. So this, and I don't charge for diagnostics, so if you want to bring that over to my house next week, I'll take a look at it and give you exactly what I recommend, and we'll go from there. And I hope that helps. Thank you for the call.
All right, very good. From the text line real quick, got a security update on my smartphone. Doesn't say where it's from, but says leave phone on February 11th to receive this. I would be a little leery.
I would immediately call my phone provider and find out if this is legitimate. I have heard stories and rumors of certain applications that are building this in so they can actually attack and dump malware onto smartphones now. So I would, if you have AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, whoever your provider is, get a hold of them, alert them of this, and ask them if this is real for your specific model. I have a feeling that this is some kind of malware trying to sneak into your operating system. Android and Apple OS have done a great job of keeping that out. However, if we as end users allow this to come in and say, sure, I'll take that update, and it's really not an update, that can create some serious issues. So get a hold of your provider on that one.
Yeah. Doug, it's great advice when it comes to smartphones or particularly any of your email accounts. If you're not sure and there are attachments, and we go in waves on this, we'll get into a run where all sorts of emails are flying around that are suspicious, really tempt you to click on it. You know, be aware of that, especially anything with an attachment.
Yeah, we have to be a little skeptical of this stuff just showing up on our devices. We cannot accept the fact that everybody on the planet is as honest as you and I, Steve. It's just not the way it is today. We have to really be skeptical and say, wait a second. And like I say, we are much better off to call your provider and find out if this is legit. This is actually the first time I have ever heard of an Android or an Apple saying you have to have your device turned on at a specific time.
No,
and take this.
That sounds very unusual.
Something is off here.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go to the phone lines again. Let's bring in Kathy and Inver Grove. Kathy, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Kathy. What's up?
I have an HP Envy 4500 wireless printer.
Okay.
I've had it for probably 2 years now. All of a sudden, just stopped working. It's not connecting to the internet. I have tried everything I can think of.
When I get back home today or tomorrow, you're in Inver Grove, so we're neighbors.
Yes.
Give me a call, and we'll see if we can connect up remotely. We might be able to do a factory reset. Okay. This particular model, a lot of people set up their wireless to be exact direct connect with the machine. And it needs to run through your router. But once we get on it, we'll clear it out, possibly even give it a different IP address internally. But I think this is something we can get handled in short order. And thank you for the call. I look forward to hearing from you.
To the phones again, by the way, our number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. Let's go to Phil in Lionel Lakes. Phil, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, I had called in a couple of weeks ago and then several years ago about security on a new computer.
Okay.
And trying to get the McAfee off that was on there and use what you recommended.
Okay.
And that worked many years, and now I got a new computer. And I think I have that straightened out, that you recommended that I just put something on as a temporary and call back. And in between that time, I have this really unique thing that seems to be just in Google Chrome. And anytime I hit a link, it opens up a new page for an ad. And if I switch computers and I go on Google Chrome, the same thing happens on the different computer.
Yeah, you've got your Google account set up properly. When you move to another computer and you log on to your Gmail or your Google account, anything that's affected on that one Chrome browser will be affected on the other. I'm quite certain you have an extension that needs to be disabled and removed. And just go to your settings in Google Chrome. Make sure you're logged on to only one computer when you do this, by the way. Go to your settings, find extensions, and start looking at those extensions. There's probably one in there that doesn't belong there, and you can disable them, restart your computer, and give it a test. And if that does it, then I would actually remove it. Or you could open up Mozilla Firefox, go to Google.com, and run a search on that particular extension. You know, the nice thing about us all being connected, no matter what you're suffering with, I can almost guarantee other people are dealing with this, and there is a ton of information on the net that'll help guide you through the fix.
All right, let's get into security real quick and just go through kind of the Cliff Notes version of the basics. Windows 10, Windows Defender should be enough at this point in time.
I think so. If you've got a factory install of Windows 10 and you're, I'd say like 98% of the users, you're concerned about what websites you're going to and that kind of thing, Windows Defender will work fine for you. If you're doing a lot of unusual things on the internet, and that could be a multitude of things today, so then you're going to want to step up and get a commercial package. But especially for a new computer under warranty, Windows 10 Defender and Windows Defender will work just fine, and it will update itself and keep itself current. It does a good job.
And over the years, your opinions have changed, as many of ours, on a lot of things. But when it comes to Windows 7, Windows 8, what security are you thinking about right now? What do you prefer here in February of 2019?
Yeah, my first choice would be Malwarebytes.
Okay.
MalwareBytes.com. And the free version, they'll let you have it for 14 days for nothing. And I believe it's $40 a year per device. Bitdefender is top shelf. Avira is a German antivirus malware. Seems to be a little more sluggish on the computer, but does a great job of protecting. Avast is up in the top five. There's a number of programs. I prefer Malwarebytes because of their long-term reputation and all of the great work they've done for pushing four decades at this point. Great people that are here in the United States. I trust them 100%.
Okay, from our text line at 81807, I want to recycle an old Dell computer and wonder where I can go to do this. I've already removed the hard drive, and as a result, do I still have a security issue or is it good to go?
No, you can do almost anything with that computer, but Steve, you already know where I'm going to talk about.
Tech Dump?
Techdump.org, TECHDUMP.ORG. Two locations in the Twin Cities, and if you haven't got your hard drive out and you take a computer into Tech Dump, they'll set it on a bench, they'll wipe the hard drive, and give you a certificate that it's been wiped. The only data on a computer is on the storage devices. the hard drive, or in some cases, if you happen to have a small M2 SSD drive on your motherboard, that also should be wiped. But if you're not sure about that, you take it to Tech Dump, they will absolutely make certain that it's completely cleared and give you a certificate to prove that. Wonderful company to do business with.
Yeah, and it is a nonprofit. They do good work in our community. We should have them back at some point.
Oh, I'd love to.
Before the Twin season ramps up. Once again, Golden Valley, that's Boone Avenue North, very near 169, and then in St. Paul, 860 Vandalia Street. Check out their hours, et cetera. Get more info on it, but it is a really good program for old electronic equipment.
Both locations are extremely convenient. You won't have any problem finding either one of them. And if I'm not mistaken, their website will even map you using Google Maps from your location.
That's right.
Right straight to where the drop-offs are. Excellent, excellent company. I cannot say enough good things about Tech Dump.
Yeah, good. And we'll have them on the show again here real soon.
Great.
And talk about what they do maybe right out of the gate on an upcoming program here on CCO. We're coming up on a break, so let's get a couple more calls lined up. And then we will in turn go there after the break. But right now, from our text line, what about refurbished printers? Have you had any dealings with those?
Hey, you know, that's a pretty rare instance. You know, printers, the cost of printers seem to be reducing every year. And I just don't think that there's a big market out there for refurbs because of the price of new ones. In addition to that, a printer that sold for $600 18 months ago, you can usually find they're selling them out, still brand new, still come with a full warranty. You can get them for $200-$300 that are full-blown office all-in-one printers. Yeah, I just don't think there's much market for refurb printers.
Okay, a 3-in-1, do you have a printing brand or a printer brand that you prefer? Over the years, I've had good luck with Epsons, but, you know, there's a lot of good stuff. It's hugely competitive.
I'm very biased to HP, primarily because of the extensive work that they do with the open source and Linux community. But you're going to be hard-pressed not to get a decent printer today. If you're spending $100 or more, you're going to get a decent printer. I prefer HP, but like I say, that bias is truly based on the extensive work that they do with the open source community. So yeah, it's a personal preference. Epson is a great printer. Canon's Lexmark. There's a plethora. If you're in an office, you're going to want to step up to something a little bit more industrial. You might even be wanting to take a look at a Ricoh. There's so many options out there. You really got to kind of set your sights on what you need, how often you're going to use it, and production levels, and just go from there.
Quick break. We have more Tech Talk coming up. We'll go to the phone lines. We'll even maybe sneak in a text or two before we say goodbye. We have all the news and weather at 2, and then the vet is in. Dr. Gene Geske will join us, so if you have a question for the vet about your pet, particularly dogs and cats, that's for you next hour here on CCO. 8 minutes now in front of 2, all the news and weather at 2, of course, top of the hour here on CCO, but still time for calls here on Tech Talk with Doug. Let's go to Ray. Ray, you're on the air. Hello.
Yo, Doug.
Hi, Ray. What's going on?
Got an old Power PC Macintosh.
Okay.
That we wrote some 3.5 diskettes on, and now that one doesn't work anymore. We're wondering if there's a way to recover what's on those diskettes.
I'm thinking, wow.
I think that there is an external drive that you can buy that will read the 3.5s, but you're going to have to make certain that it will coordinate with a Mac software. You should be able to plug that into a USB port, plug in those 3.5 drives, and get that data. If that's not successful, our video company that does our stuff.
Transfers. Oh, Astound Video?
Astound.
Maybe they do it. I'm not sure
I'm
about that.
I'm absolutely certain. They will take those disks and they will pop that data onto a flash drive so fast it'll scare you.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Okay.
But your best bet, and the last time I bought one of these 3.5-inch external drives, I think I paid $18. So it's not going to be a big expense. Just go to microcenter.com, check their website out for an external 3.5-inch drive, and I think you're going to find what you need.
That's good stuff. Those will, well, someday in a museum it'll be, oh, I remember those.
Well, you know, the big thing about them when they came out, everybody was so excited. I can take a floppy disk and put it in my pocket and it won't break.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this was big stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Relics. They're already relics.
And they handed double the data.
Yeah. Let's go to Dick in Forest Lake. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dick. What's up?
I want to buy a new computer. It's been about 14 years since I bought my XP. When I go to the stores, they say, do you want this? Do you want that? I don't know what they're talking about. Is there a class I can take somewhere to learn about all this stuff? No, I've been retired about 15 years, so.
I got a better idea. You give me a call some morning about 8 to 8:10, and you and I will talk about RAM, hard drive storage, the new technology versus where you're coming from, what you may or may want and how much you want to spend, and we'll find you a decent computer to buy. Probably a lot quicker, and we'll get you taken care of in a hurry. And I'm not going to bill you for that, so feel free to give me a call, Dick. We'll take care of that.
Yeah, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program today. And we're coming up on the end of the program, unfortunately, in a hurry here on this Saturday afternoon. But, Doug, once again, this is where I get back to, you know, the ease, depending on what someone's going to do. If you're just going to be checking your email account, going online, maybe you'll buy something on Amazon or go to eBay or Target.com or whatever it is, or you want to do other things online, it's hard to beat the simplicity of a Chromebook.
It really is.
It gets you online and...
Yeah, and here again, it's not like you're buying a Chromebook or something else. There is a plethora of equipment out there. Go to Best Buy, Micro Center, Costco, Walmart,
Target,
and check out the models. Find something that's comfortable with the keyboard and the touchpad and a nice screen to look at. And you got some shopping to do. And they are going to range anywhere from, I think the least expensive one I've seen recently is like $70. And they can go all the way up to the full-blown Pixels that you can order from right straight from Google for $1,200 that have unbelievable screens. But you'll find the right unit for you. I think in the area of Chromebooks, a huge factor is battery life and how clear the screen is. And keep in mind that these things are going to come with 100 gigs of data up in the clouds with your Gmail account. And after a year, Google is going to say, well, you know, you got to pay for that storage now. I'm quite certain it's $8 to $10 a year. It's way, way worth the money.
All right. Doug's phone number and email or that part of the program are already out of time. Doug, how do people reach you?
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com. WCCOTECH.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you, Steve. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, it goes so quick this hour. And
2 seconds and we're done.
And once again, Doug's busy and takes a lot of calls, so be patient. He will get back to you in the coming week, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Thank you.
Or next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Once again, Tech Talk with Doug Swinehart in studio on Saturdays between 1 and 2 o'clock. Here on CCO.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.